KSL News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says Israel and Lebanon have agreed to a 10-day ceasefire. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president's announcement came after Lebanon and Israel held their first direct diplomatic talks in decades this week here in Washington, hosted by Secretary of State Rubio. For more than a month, Israel and the Iran-backed Hezbollah militant group have been at war. The president wrote on social media that he had excellent conversations with Lebanon's president and Israel's prime minister, and that he'll be inviting them for talks in Washington. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The head of the International Energy Agency says Europe has maybe 6 weeks of jet fuel left.
IEA Executive Director Fatih Birol painted a sobering picture of the global repercussion of what he called, quote, the largest energy crisis we've ever faced, stemming from the pinch off of oil, gas, and other vital supplies through the Strait of Hormuz. Dr. Birol says the impact would be, quote, higher petrol prices, higher gas prices, higher electricity prices. In Europe, he said, quote, I can tell you soon we will hear the news that some of the flights from City A to City B could be canceled as a result of lack of jet fuel. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Police in Virginia say former Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax killed his wife before killing himself. Fairfax County Police Chief Kevin Davis said Thursday that the couple were found dead at their Northern Virginia home after their teenage son called 911 shortly after midnight. He says the couple was going through a messy divorce and that Justin Fairfax had recently received papers telling him when next to be in court. Another good day on Wall Street as the Dow was up by 115 points, the Nasdaq rose 86, with the S&P 500 advancing by 18, oil near $94 a barrel. This is SRN News. Is artificial intelligence good or bad? Correspondent Michael Harrington reports.
The answer appears to be both, at least according to Christians. A new poll from the Barna Group finds that 66% of believers think that AI is improving their lives, but 57% also think the new technology is a threat. It might seem counterintuitive, but the Barna survey indicates that young people, the ones most likely to embrace AI, are also the ones most likely to believe that it's dangerous. Michael Harrington reporting.
Holocaust survivors from around the world joined thousands of people this week in the March of the Living. It's an annual event held at the site of the Auschwitz concentration camp in memory of the 6 million Jews killed by Nazi Germany during World War II. Some of the 50 survivors taking part came from Israel, despite logistical difficulties caused by airspace restrictions associated with the Iran war. This is SRN News. 6 decades after inventing sports drinks, Gatorade is going in a surprising new direction.
It is no longer focusing on athletes, choosing instead to broaden its reach by catering to non-athletes looking for ways to hydrate. New packaging highlights the specific ways Gatorade's various drinks and powders work and the research behind them. Rivals like Powerade and LMNT have also recently introduced products designed for non-athletes. Sales of sports drink mixes like powders rose nearly 20% for the year ending March 22nd. Rich Thomason reporting.
Taiwan's chip maker TSMC has reported a 58% jump in profit for the January-March quarter, thanks to strong demand driven by the artificial intelligence boom, even as the Iran war drives up costs. More details at srnnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.